EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm today with highs around 38. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 23. 62 tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmland values surged in the third quarter, according to the Federal Reserve surveys of agricultural credit conditions. The value of non-irrigated cropland increased by 12% or more in all participating districts. The rapid increase was also consistent across most states, with annual increases of more than 20% in some areas. Supporting farm real estate markets, interest rates on farm loans remain at historic lows, and strong farm finances drove further improvement into agricultural credit conditions. Despite persistent concerns about increases in input cost, agricultural lenders expect farm income and credit conditions to remain strong through the end of the year, alongside elevated commodity prices. The accompanying surge in farmland values bolstering the farm balance sheets and providing additional support to the sector. Alongside prospects for further strength in commodity markets, the outlook for farm finances and agricultural land values through the end of 2021 remains strong. A coalition of farm groups wrote to U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on challenges surrounding the World Trade Organization. Those groups are pleased that Ambassador Tai gave strong statements on engaging boldly with the WTO. They want the Biden administration to try to get the public stockholding and the special safeguard mechanism proposals that the WTO eliminated in connection with the upcoming 12th Ministerial Conference. In the letter to officials, the groups say the proposals related to public stockholding and the significant safeguard mechanism are remnants of a negotiation that's decades old. The PSH proposal would significantly weaken the discipline process on domestic subsidies, but the SSM proposal will seriously limit U.S. export access to developing countries. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take advantage of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday deals this weekend at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. This Friday and Saturday, 10% off toys, 15% off jewelry, jeans, 15% off leather boots and shoes, and buy one, get one half off shirts. This Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Bring the kids by for photos with Grinch and Max on Friday from 10 to noon, and they'll hand out free stockings.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. You may have recently seen posts on social media saying that CDC data shows tens of thousands of people are dying from the COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S., leaving some people understandably concerned. But Dr. Dennis Moore with the Cancer Center of Kansas says it simply is not true.
What we know so far is from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines anyway, that the risk of any serious adverse effect is in the single digits per 5 to 7 million. I tell people if you read the list of potential side effects with an aspirin, you'd be reluctant to take aspirin, but we know it's widely safe. Take everything you hear, especially on social media, with a grain of salt.
And that audio courtesy of our news partners at Cake TV. The rumors stem from data collected by the CDC called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. Dr. Moore said the VAERS system is used for things that are recently FDA approved, and seeing data like this is common. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Osage County deputies arrested a man on drug possession charges after a traffic stop on Monday. Curtis McCammon, 42, was stopped after 2:30 p.m. at milepost 159 on I-35. A canine unit found illegal narcotics during the stop. McCammon was arrested for meth possession and an Osage County arrest warrant. In Beloit, law enforcement authorities are investigating a scam and have recovered $13,000 in cash. On November 19th, police received a report of a scam that involves someone who claimed to work for Amazon, according to a social media report from the Beloit Police Department. The incident led to an individual withdrawing $13,000 in United States currency, packaging it up, and attempting to ship the money to an address in Dallas. The officers, with the help of the United States Postal Service, intercepted the package in Beloit and stopped it from being delivered to scammers in Dallas.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A Nebraska judge has sentenced a Lincoln man to as long as 60 years in prison for manslaughter. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Lancaster County District Judge Jody Nelson on Tuesday sentenced 31-year-old Ryan Long to 49 to 60 years in prison. He could be eligible for parole after 27 years. A jury last month found Long guilty of manslaughter for fatally shooting Michael White Magpie in May of 2020. Long was tried on a charge of first-degree murder, but the jury found that Long killed White Magpie without malice during a sudden quarrel. The number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Nebraska increased last week to their highest levels since January. The Omaha World Herald reports that data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows the state recorded 6,461 COVID-19 cases last week. That's up from 6,137 the previous week. That marked the fourth straight week of increases. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with, what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As Thanksgiving passes, many Christmas holiday opening activities are planned this weekend. An exhibition of retro Christmas decorations, magical memories of Christmas past, is on display at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville through Sunday. The decorations are part of Gayla Hogan's collection. The Art Center is open Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 2, and Sunday 1 to 4. The decorations include village scenes, pinecone elves, a circus-themed tree, Christmas tree ornaments, nativity sets, and plastic decorations dating back to the 1950s and 60s. The exhibition is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Admission is free. For additional information, contact the Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260. The Art Center open Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 2, and Sunday 1 to 4. Wymore and Blue Springs will host a holiday treasure hunt Friday to include a holiday appreciation night. Pick up treasure hunt tickets at the Wymore Community Center Friday, 8 to 3:30, as well as business maps. A community coffee is planned 10 to 11 a.m., and the post-prom soup supper serves 5 until 7. The downtown Wymore whistle will sound Friday evening at 5, and Christmas lights will be illuminated.
then 5 until 7. Track your tickets at participating business windows downtown. Bring those back to the Welsh Garden to claim prizes, where Santa will greet youngsters beginning at 5:15. They'll draw for bikes to be given away for those attending, and raffle winners will be announced. The events are being sponsored Friday by the Wymore, Blue Springs, and area businesses. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host Small Business Saturday activities with swag bags handed out beginning at 9 a.m. in front of RX Drug. $200 in chamber bucks will be included with drawings each half hour, and receipt run prizes will be drawn 9 until noon. Local merchants will offer discounts, and vendors featuring homemade creations and home-based businesses will be open at the Maker and Shaker event at 812 Broadway, just east of Ott Electric. That venue will remain open through December 11th and is being coordinated by Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The annual Christmas opening in Marysville is planned next Saturday, December 4th, with more event specifics forthcoming. The 46th annual craft show Saturday will feature 60-plus vendors with homemade crafts located in the Diller O'Dell High School, O'Dell Community Building, and O'Dell Fire Hall. A $1 shopper entry fee goes to the Community Youth Fund. It's sponsored by the O'Dell Area Community Enrichment Group. There will also be a direct sales event at the O'Dell American Legion Saturday. An evening of celebration in Barnes is planned Saturday to welcome the Christmas season. A soup dinner begins at 5 at the firehouse, with local merchants open late, and the annual lighted horse-drawn parade beginning Saturday evening at 7 in Barnes. The Marshall County Transfer Station will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving, reopening regular hours Monday, November 29.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll see cooler than normal temperatures today as a cold front passed through the area last night. We'll see a temperature increase going into tomorrow, however, as we have an area of high pressure moving in. This will increase our temperatures about 15 degrees between today and tomorrow. The more seasonal weather will stick with us going into the weekend and next week. For this Thanksgiving, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 38, northwest winds at 5 to 20 with gusting up to 30. Tonight, we'll stay clear with a low at 23. Friday will be sunny with a high of 62, southwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 59, northwest winds gusting up to 25, so could feel a little colder than that 59. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 53. Early next week, we'll see temperatures around 60 with sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
We lift our forks in salute to the pumpkin on a Thanksgiving Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 25th, the 329th day of the year. Actress Christina Applegate shares a birthday with singer Amy Grant. Pumpkin pie has become synonymous with Thanksgiving dinner, but the dessert we enjoy today bears little resemblance to its colonial predecessor. Back then, typical preparation was to hollow out the pumpkin, fill it with milk, honey, and spices, and bury it all in hot ashes for cooking. Pumpkin, in fact, wasn't a rare holiday treat, but a means of survival. One pilgrim wrote, "We have pumpkins in morning and pumpkins at noon. If it were not for pumpkins, we should all be undone." A little food for thought for this Thanksgiving Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter anytime. Just log on to almanac.com.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps, then things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
The 46th annual Odell Craft Show will be Saturday, November 27th from 9 to 3. Featuring over 60 vendors with handmade crafts, booths will be in the Diller Odell High School, Odell Community Building, and Odell Fire Hall. $1 shopper entry fee benefits the Youth Fund, hosted by the Odell Area Community Enrichment. There will also be a direct sales event at the Odell American Legion during the 46th annual Odell Craft Show, Saturday, November 27th from 9 to 3.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez was selected to the All-MLB first team for the second straight season. Perez had arguably his greatest statistical season this season. He tied for the Major League lead with 48 home runs in 2021. That mark of 48 home runs tied the single-season franchise record set by Jorge Soler in 2019. Perez is the first Royals player to have at least a share of the league lead in homers. His 121 RBI led the majors as well. This marks the second time Perez has been named to the All-MLB first team. What was one of the worst defenses in the NFL and maybe Chiefs history, the first 6 weeks of the season showed just how stout it has become on Sunday. Kansas City kept Dallas out of the end zone entirely in a 19-9 victory. Good thing because the Kansas City offense struggled again. Up next to the Chiefs, they will host the Denver Broncos Sunday night 7:20 at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
The Kansas men's basketball team maintained its spot at number 3 in the USA Today coaches poll, but dropped a spot in the Associated Press poll to number 4. The movement had very little to do with anything the Jayhawks did last week, and everything to do with Purdue's convincing win at Villanova. The Boilermakers jumped from 6th to number 3 in the AP poll, coming in just behind top-ranked Gonzaga and second-ranked UCLA. Kansas and Duke rounded out the top 5. Next up for the Jayhawks, they're headed to Florida to open play in the ESPN Events Invitational outside of Orlando, Florida. Coming off a tough home loss to number 11 Baylor, the K-State football team hits the road for the final regular season game of the season as the Wildcats face Texas on Friday in Austin. The contest kicks off against the Longhorns at 11 a.m. and will be televised by Fox. It's still not known whether quarterback Skylar Thompson will be ready to go. If not, the Cats will count on Will Howard and Jaron Lewis. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Championship Saturday is just days away now, and we've got you covered on the TVL Spotlight. The Axtell Eagles are in their second state championship game in the past 3 years. We'll have everything you need to know heading into Saturday. We'll talk with Brent Maycock of the new website Keisha Uncovered, as well as bring back our popular interview with the enemy segment. That plus our sit-down with Coach Eric Detweiler coming up this week on the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Tune in this Saturday for the championship game as your Axtell Eagles go on the road to take on Wheatland Grinnell. Tune in this Saturday for championship football live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYRadio.com and our free mobile app.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Take a moment to appreciate those red cranberries, usually cooked into a sauce, sitting on your plate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cranberry is a North American native, relative of the blueberry, and grows in bogs. Since 1995, Wisconsin has produced about 57% and Massachusetts 30% of the cranberries consumed in the U.S. Packed with vitamin C, cranberries were taken on long voyages by North American sailors to prevent scurvy. Native Americans used to grind them up and use them as a paste to prevent wound infections. Research found some of the compounds in cranberries do prevent bacteria and staph. This also lends some truth to fighting urinary tract infections by drinking cranberry juice. Check the internet for recipes and elevate this nutritious fruit from just a holiday side to an important ingredient in desserts, savory dishes, and beverages. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Each Thanksgiving, we are likely to remember the pilgrims who landed at Plymouth Rock. But is that rock really the spot they disembarked and eventually celebrated a meal we trace to our holiday? We'll go rock hunting on this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Just ahead of the American Revolution, the colonists were becoming more aware of their unique history that was separate from their British roots across the Atlantic.
In 1769, the residents of Plymouth, Massachusetts, established the Old Colony Club to preserve that unique history.
One of the very founders was Edward Winslow, the great-grandson of the Pilgrim Edward Winslow. And that Winslow gave a speech which became the inspiration for the establishment of the club and also ultimately the inspiration for what we call Forefathers Day, an annual dinner held in December.
Held in December to remember the Pilgrim's landing in December of 1620. Walter Powell, director of the Society of Mayflower Descendants, says that along with the founding of the club, there was a concern on residents' minds.
The landing site of the Pilgrims was threatened. The Plymouth waterfront was very different than it is today, and the site of the presumed landing was about to be changed.
Thanks to the testimony of an aging elder, Elder Faunce, along with Edward Winslow, they helped identify the landing spot and keep it from waterfront development.
The journey, if you will, starts with Elder Faunce, who was in his 90s when he was asked to be taken down to the waterfront and said there where they landed. And the assumption was that boulder.
That event identified Plymouth Rock, which is often underwhelming in size to first-time visitors, but may well be the spot the Pilgrims landed.
When you look at the very shallow harbor of Plymouth, you realize there aren't very many places that have anything large enough like that to be a logical place to step ashore. So it's entirely plausible.
Plymouth Rock was moved several times around the city, but it's now been located under a stone portico here for nearly a century. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
Aquaculture is a growing industry, but you need the financial and physical resources. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. One way to start is by raising fish in cages as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Growing fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The cages allow water to move freely, which maintains water quality for the fish. They will depend on you for healthy meals since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
Even though the cages are large, they're simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. Keep in mind that predators and vandals like this arrangement too. Learn more about cage aquaculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the
the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Agriculture is one of the largest industrial users of propane here in the United States. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Depending on the weather and other conditions, corn growers often have to dry their harvested grain before storing or selling it. Fall grain drying went pretty smoothly around the Midwest, thanks in large part to good planning by the propane industry. Here's Mike Newland of the Propane Education and Research Council.
We start watching that crop as soon as it goes in the ground. My background is very heavy in agronomy, and that crop doesn't happen when the combines roll mid-September, 1st of October. It happens when that kernel goes in the ground. We really start that clock ticking on what's going to happen in the fall.
While reports of possible propane shortages circulated, Newland says it was not an issue this fall.
Corn harvest and corn growing season kind of gave us a little bit of a reprieve from our normal usage. So we got through corn harvest very well from a usage standpoint. We didn't use much dryer fuel, so we were in a better spot for that reason. We had a warmer start to the fall than normal in many places in the U.S.
Newland says propane users should still not take supplies for granted this winter. He recommends staying in contact with suppliers and making sure your needs are known for the next 4 to 6 months. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Looking to work for a stable, family-owned company that's been in business for 58 years? Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for positions ranging from assembly to welding and everything in between. Enhanced wages start at $14.50 up to $20.70 per hour, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com. or phone 562-5381.
Shop local and make a difference while saving money with the Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Start with the Werner 6-foot fiberglass step ladder for $74.99 or the 8-foot step ladder for $119.99. The Porter Cable Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit is $179.99 or go for the 4-Tool Combo Kit for $249.99. Add a new toy to the shop and get the DeWalt 12-inch double bevel sliding compound miter saw for $599.99. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tec Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tec mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tec Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Vietnamese government has made a recent announcement that benefited U.S. grain farmers as Vietnam revised their most favored nation tariff rates on imports of corn, wheat, and even frozen pork. Ryan LeGrand is the president and CEO of the U.S. Grain Council, and he says that for U.S. grain farmers, it's really good news.
Their government has lowered the corn tariff from 5% down to 2%, and we are now on par with all other nations that export corn to Vietnam. That tariff put us at a disadvantage. We were at a disadvantage to Brazil and to Argentina, and now we're not. As long as we're competitive, and we have been in the last couple of years, we've been competitive. We've seen that with our increased corn exports. As long as we're there in the money, we'll get the business, and I think we'll get more business than we have in the past.
He goes on to talk about what the Vietnamese buyers like about U.S. corn.
Well, they like the consistency. They like the reliability. They like to know that when they order a vessel, it's going to get there on time, and we are the most reliable shipper in the world.
He also says that it takes a lot of hard work on both sides for something like this to come to fruition.
You know, it takes fostering relationships, it takes building trust, and that trust with the Vietnamese government, trust with our U.S. government partners and FAS. You know, it's great to have them as a partner working in tandem to help lower these tariffs. So really, you know, it's about trust and building relationships, and in the end, Vietnam saw that by lowering this tariff, they can improve access to corn, improve the pricing into their rations, which ultimately helps their producers.
LeGrand says that their Asian customers traditionally like doing business face-to-face, which meant building the trust was more challenging during 2020 with the COVID pandemic.
They do, and it's been difficult during the pandemic because really nothing has happened face-to-face. Vietnam has a really low vaccination rate. They have very strict controls. Really all of Asia has strict controls on travel in and out of their countries, and you can't get into many Asian countries without a two-week quarantine.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, no good credit. Warranty is limited.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. corn and soybean harvest just about wrapping up. As of Sunday, USDA says 95% of the U.S. corn crop harvested compared to 91% a week ago. The five-year average, 95%. 95% of the nation's soybean also have been harvested. Last week it was at 92. The five-year average is 96%. 96% of the winter wheat has been drilled compared to the normal rate of 97%. 86% emerged compared to the usual pace of 87. The crop condition, 44% good to excellent, down 2 points. Kansas, the number at 61, good to excellent. Cotton harvest rolls on, 75% has been harvested, 4 points above average. Well, U.S. consumers finalizing their Thanksgiving menus, well, might be curious about how much ingredients will actually cost. If a homemade pie is on the menu, consumers can expect to pay about $7.32 for ingredients. More than half is apples. The same pie ingredient cost about $6.75 last year, meaning the total cost is 8.4% higher this year. Now, the cost increase driven by the price of Granny Smith apples, which increased from an average of $1.26 a pound in October of last year to $1.41 a pound in October of this year. Sugar, eggs, butter, lemons also increased in price over the same period. Flour decreased. If the apple pie is served a la mode, plan to factor an additional 31 cents a scoop. That's the same price as in 2020. This information comes from USDA, the Economic Research Service, Bureau of Labor Statistics, USDA, and others. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Z71 double cab pickup, priced at $47,900. And a new 2021 Buick Enclave Premium Edition front-wheel drive four-door SUV. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Every cattle producer has a vision of the ideal cattle herd. Carefully choosing replacement heifers gets you closer to your goal. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Quality replacement heifers are a big investment for the cow-calf producer. Whether bought or home-raised, these females are the genetic building blocks for the herd. They will be expected to produce and wean a calf every year for many years. The selection process begins at weaning when heifers are typically 6 to 8 months old. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says there are many factors that go into the decision, but he recommends selecting heifers that were born early and bred early.
Those two things tell you that the management and the genetics of that animal line up pretty well, and those animals are a reasonable fit for their environment. So just something as simple as selecting early born heifers and retaining the early bred heifers over time can improve the fertility in a commercial cow-calf operation substantially.
Consider females that have enough body condition to be healthy but aren't too fat or very thin. Another factor should be the animal's temperament. Docility is an important trait.
That's a characteristic that you can identify early on, and probably a good time to assess that is at weaning. You know, when the animals are being sorted and as they're being processed for vaccination through the chute and so on, producers should be able to get a pretty good assessment of those heifers that are difficult to handle, excitable, and so on.
I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on choosing replacement heifers at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Markets closed for a Thursday. Back at it on Friday with the Thanksgiving holiday. And Wednesday had an interesting day. Started off mostly higher all across the board for the grains and the livestock. Wrapped up with the grains kind of dipping into the red quite a bit. The livestock still surging ahead and wrapping up mostly higher in the green. So kind of an interesting day in trading for sure. At the same time, U.S. Department of Agriculture did report some commodity funds on Wednesday, estimated to have sold a net of near 1,000 Chicago corn futures and 11,000 Chicago wheat futures. Traders say that the funds were net sellers of near 4,000 Chicago soybean futures, 4,000 soybean meal futures, and net buyers of 4,000 soybean oil futures in the session for Wednesday. So that may have had an impact on the markets when they wrapped up by Wednesday with a little bit more red on the board for those grains. In the grain market, December corn was down 3/4, sitting at 5.79 3/4 at the end of trading on Wednesday. Kansas City wheat for December was down 5.5 at 8.73 1/4. We have the soybeans. They were mostly lower as well. January beans were down 6.5, sitting at 12.66 1/2. The bean meal for December down $4.60 at 3.57.60. And the bean oil saw some slight gains on Wednesday with December sitting up 80 cents, sitting at 60.94 cents. Cotton didn't have too bad of a day, mostly green across their futures. December cotton was up 2 pennies at the end of trading to 120.38 cents. Oats as well, they stayed and maintained in the green from the open, with December oats sitting at 3.25 to 7.50 1/2. So nice, some decent trading there, and it was pretty consistent and pretty constant, not a whole lot of movement on Wednesday. We'll see what markets do when they open up again on Friday. And the livestock market mostly higher there. Live cattle for December was up 2.5, sitting at 137.90. Feeder cattle for January up 2.55 at 166.92 cents. Lean hogs were in the green as well, up $1.27, sitting at 75.42 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans. Go to AARP.org.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Shine for me.
of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.